Brazil's AIDS director is in Barcelona. He says his government is offering to donate AIDS drugs to a small number of people in poor countries. Over the past few years, Brazil has earned praise for lowering the price of AIDS drugs by challenging patents and making generic versions. But that praise has turned to criticism. Activists say Brazil hasn't done enough to share AIDS-fighting resources with its neighbors. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Brazil's anti-AIDS program is nothing fancy. In this poor district of Rio de Janeiro, the local service organization for people with HIV occupies a couple of dank rooms inside a crumbling former psychiatric hospital. Arnaldo Rodriguez, one of the HIV-positive volunteers, says Brazil's AIDS program suffers from poor infrastructure and a chronic shortage of doctors. But in one respect, the program is a huge success. When it comes to the drugs, we've always had what we needed, guaranteed by the government, Rodriguez says. Our drugs program is recognized as one of the best in the world. Rodriguez's pride is well-founded. The Brazilian government decided early on that it would provide AIDS drugs to any Brazilian who needed them, free of charge. Government-backed laboratories make cheap generic versions of some of the older drugs, and health officials have used their drug-copying expertise as leverage to negotiate cheaper prices on the newer drugs. At first, Brazil's strategy earned praise from anti-AIDS organizations and other poor countries. But recently, that praise has been mixed with criticism. Guillermo Murillo helps run the Agua Buena AIDS organization based in Central America.
Nosotros admiramos muchísimo la posición de
Brazil. We admire Brazil very much for the strength it has shown in Latin America, especially the way it has stood up to corporate interests. But we are offended that Brazil hasn't been willing to take the next step and help its neighbors.
Murillo wants Brazil to export its cheap generic drugs to other Latin American countries, where the name brand versions are still too expensive for most people. A couple of months ago, Murillo's organization publicly challenged the Brazilian government to help Ibel Martinez, a Honduran mother of four who was dying of AIDS. The AIDS activists appealed to Brazil to sell or donate the generic drugs that she needed. Brazil refused, Martinez died, and that triggered condemnation from AIDS groups throughout the Americas. Again, Guillermo Murillo.
In public, at all the international conferences, Brazil has always insisted that access to AIDS drugs is a matter of basic human rights. That's Brazil's official line. But when it comes down to a specific case, Brazil has failed to act correctly.
Brazilian AIDS officials say the Martinez case was unfair because the woman was too sick to be saved anyway. But they say there's a larger principle at stake. Rosemarie Munoz, the head of the International Cooperation Division of Brazil's AIDS program, says foreigners have to understand that Brazil will not export its AIDS drugs.
Brazil is not interested on that. Brazil is interested of producing our medicine and to give it available for all our patients, and also to fight internationally for the access for the rest of the developing world.
Munoz says Brazil is willing to teach other countries how to make their own drugs, but Brazil will not sell the drugs abroad. Why not? Munoz says it simply wouldn't be in Brazil's interest and leaves it at that. Critics believe Brazil is afraid of provoking the United States, which has long been critical of Brazil's willingness to copy drugs patented by U.S. companies. Stuart Flaville, international coordinator of the Global Network of People Living with HIV/AIDS, says the situation has tarnished Brazil's golden image in the AIDS community.
They are not a superhero in cape and tights. They are a government, and they've made it a good faith effort to care for the people in their country and to provide some global leadership. And apparently there are limits to what they can provide in any given moment.
Smarting from the recent criticism, the Brazilian government has just announced tentative plans to donate AIDS drugs to other poor countries, about $1 million worth, enough to treat 1,000 people. Given that tens of millions of AIDS sufferers are desperate for access to the drugs, Flaville calls Brazil's offer disappointing. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.